Why was farming practiced in Nord-Østerdal? In the 17th century, mining activities in Røros intensified, and Alvdal, one of the municipalities in Nord-Østerdal, had several mines and smelting works in operation. The nearest smelting works to Husum was just some 4 kilometers away. As a result of the increased mining activities, many more farms like Husum were built in the area throughout the 18th century. One of the smelting workers, Ola Thoresson, born in 1737, built Husum. And little did he know that this farm would become a surviving example of traditional building styles a few hundred years later. Life on farms such as Husum was based on a combination of activities. Harsh winters and varied resource base forced the farmers to be flexible and adaptable on a day-to-day basis. In this society, the multi-skilled and creative worker was therefore better equipped than specialized and less flexible ones, making many farmers combine farming with mining-related activities. Huge amounts of wood and charcoal were needed to keep the smelting works running, so many of the farmers who were not otherwise occupied in the mines or smelting works were needed for wood cutting and charcoal burning, or to transport wood, charcoal and ore to the smelting works. In this way, the sale of butter and transportation of wood provided an important source of additional cash income for the farmers in Alvdal. Meanwhile, on the farm, the main preoccupation was the provision of everyday essentials such as food and making clothes and simple tools for their own use.